Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Saldana's award celebration may have come to a close for the year, but there was something different about one of the awards that will last a lifetime. The Saldana Chamber of Commerce Commitment to Youth Award received a new title, and it's in honor of a community legend. According to Executive Director Maddie Olson, the title change was not a hard decision to make, and it was one that was made almost immediately.
It was originally the Commitment to Youth Award, and it was a very devastating loss to our community to lose Dan Kensel.
The thought behind this title change was to name the award after someone who really worked to help all the children of the peninsula, and this way, Coach Dan Kensel's legacy gets to live on for generations to come.
The board of directors talked about and decided that we would like to rename our Commitment to Youth Award to the Dan Kensel Commitment to Youth Award in honor of him and to recognize all of the incredible and hard work that he did for not only the peninsula's youth, but really Alaska's youth.
Olson calls him a community legend and describes this as an incredible way to ensure that his legacy is continued on. So from now and into the future, the Dan Kensel Commitment to Youth Award will be handed out for years to come by the Saldana Chamber of Commerce. The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge has opened up to snow machine use. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge will open to snow machine use effective immediately, refuge officials announced on Monday. Refuge manager Andy Loringer made the announcement regarding the opening of all areas of the National Wildlife Refuge traditionally open to snow machine use. According to Loringer, the change went into effect at the time of the announcement on Monday, December 18th.
Every year, the refuge manager has to designate an opening when there's sufficient snow, and it has to occur after December 1st.
Said Deputy Refuge Manager Steve Miller.
So starting December 1st, we look and see what the snow levels are across the refuge. And whenever he determines there's enough snow, then we will open it for snow machining.
Areas always closed to snow machine use within the refuge include the headquarters area on Ski Hill Road, Swan Lake and Swanson River Canoe Systems, all areas above Timberline except in the Caribou Hills, and the Ski Lack Wildlife Recreation Area, with the exception of Hidden Kelly, Peterson, and Engineer Lakes, which remain open to provide snow machine access for ice fishing when ice conditions are sufficient. Every year, the refuge asks all users to be respectful of their surroundings and avoid any windblown areas that have insufficient snow accumulation. Deputy Manager Miller also added that snow machiners should be cautious this year around creek and river crossings as several areas are still open water.
Specific to this year is there seems to be quite a few open streams. We haven't had that big cold spell yet that's going to freeze some of these spring-fed streams. And so we still have a lot of open water, so there's going to be some drainages that folks aren't able to get across, even though they might have a little cornice of snow across them, but folks need to watch out for that open water below.
Snow machiners should also avoid moose and other wildlife whenever possible. For more, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
For the first time ever, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee has favorably reported a bill to right a historical injustice made when five Alaska Native communities omitted from the 1971 settlement of indigenous claims in Alaska. The bill, the Unrecognized Southeast Alaska Native Communities Recognition and Compensation Act, amends the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to grant the Alaska Native communities of Haines, Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Taunaki equitable land ownership and the right to form an urban corporation. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Wednesday.